Good afternoon to everyone. Yeah, my name is Johnny Buadu, and I have a message again for the whole Christians. Everybody, if you're a Christian, listen to this message. But before then, I want us to pray. Oh Lord, help me. Don't let me use my own power or energy or wisdom to preach. But Lord, make me like a straw. Be inside me and speak through me. Oh Lord, give me your power, your energy, your wisdom to preach your message to the whole world so that they can learn something from it, so that when you come in your second time, they won't be lost soul. In Jesus' name did I pray. Amen. Yeah, by the way, I have a big accent. So please, you have to pay attention. And I will speak slowly for everyone to understand my English. Yeah, and please, I don't have anybody to read the quotations for me. So I will, whilst I'm preaching, I will give the quotations out. Then you have your pen and paper and write every quotation. I'll put it down so that after the message, you can do your research in the Bible, the Holy Book, to make sure that what I am saying, is it true or it's not true? Because when you read Acts chapter 17, verse 11, when Paul and Silas were preaching, the people there, they said they have everything down and they have to search through the Bible to make sure that what Paul and Silas was preaching was true or not. So please, you have to understand. Don't believe me, but write all the quotations I have for everyone today. Write it down so that you can go through the Bible to make sure that what I am saying is true or it's not true. You see? Yeah. The thing is, I love everyone. I love everybody. You know, I was a sinner, I didn't like some people. But the moment you become a born again, you have to love everyone. You see? Because Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus said, you know, even pray for your enemies. So because of that, as a Christian, you have to do what is right. You have to obey Jesus Christ. Do everything systematically. Do it nicely. Love God. You see? So I love everybody in this world. I don't hate anybody. No. I don't hate anybody. I love everyone. So I'm going to give a message to everyone. So don't think I hate you. No, please. I don't hate you. I love you very well. I love you. Please. Don't think I hate anyone. No, 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 no. I don't hate anyone. I love everyone. You know, my message today is, who is God's children? Or born again? Who is born? I mean, God's children. Now we are going to learn something from here. I'm going to preach and same time teaching. So get your pen and paper ready. Let's see. By the end of this message, God is going to speak to me. Oh, I know 100% that you will know where you are. Either you are born again or you are not born again. Either you are a Christian or you are not Christian. Because why? Some pastors out there, I mean apostles, teachers, evangelists, prophets, they are all lying. Some people are lying. Some of them are lying. They don't tell their people about the truth. You see? Me, I will tell you the truth. I love you. And some pastors out there don't love you. That is why they don't tell you the truth. But today, I am going to tell you the truth. Because why? I have God's Spirit upon me. So I'm going to give the Spirit. I'm going to give the message to the whole world. For them to know that, yes, I am not lying. But I'm telling the truth. So if I tell you something, don't tell me like, you know, I hate you. Or I'm judging, or I'm not going to judge anybody. I'm going to say what is written in the Bible. And what the Holy Spirit is also telling me. So please, be very careful and listen to me very well. Yeah, who is God's children? When you read John chapter 1 verse 12, it said, "Though who believe Jesus Christ and accepted Jesus Christ as the personal Savior, God gave them the power. He said, listen here. God gave them the power to become his children. So when you accepted Jesus Christ from your heart, God will give you the power for you to become his child. How can you know that you have the power? Where is that power? Who is that power? I'm going to tell you here. The power, let's read here. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, when the Holy Spirit come on you, he will give you power for you to proclaim God's mercy. North, south, east, and west, everywhere in this world. So the Holy Spirit will give you the power. When you're speaking boldly. Like how the apostles were doing, Peter, Paul, James were doing. When you were preaching, you were preaching with boldness. Because why? They have the Holy Spirit. They don't fear anybody. Only God they fear. That's how the Holy Spirit works. It said, when the Holy Spirit come on you, he will give you the power to preach God's message across everywhere in this world. North, south, east, and west, everywhere. You see? Yeah. So you have the Spirit, and the Spirit will tell you what to do. The Spirit has to lead you. You won't lead yourself. The Spirit has to lead you, drive you. You see? It's like a car. When you buy a car, when you sit inside the car, you are driving. You are controlling the car, right? Very good. The same thing. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, the Holy Spirit will control you. That's why it's written. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. It says, those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the sons of God. Are the sons of God. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are not God's children. The Holy Spirit will know that, yes, this person is what? God's children. You see? Now you are going to find out, how can you get the Holy Spirit? After you have said, you have said Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. Some people have said it, but they didn't say it from their own heart. So because of that, they don't have the Holy Spirit. But they claim themselves they are born again, they are God children, they go to church every day. But many people are not going because why? They don't have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. And we are going to learn more things here. So please get your pen and paper, write some stuff down. You see? Write some stuff down. Jesus said something. John chapter 8. Verse 51. He said, if you obey my teachings, listen here very carefully. He said, if you obey my teachings, you will never die. Why? If you obey Jesus Christ's teachings, you will never die. Because why? The Holy Spirit is in you when you obey. The Holy Spirit will obey you too. And when you die in flesh, he will raise you up. Like the way he raised up Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ died, he raised him up in the third day. You see, so I want people to be very careful here who have the Holy Spirit so they can become God's children. You see, let's read something like John chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. You know, Nicodemus, a Pharisee guy, went to Jesus Christ in the evening and told Jesus Christ, we know that what you are doing is from God, we know that you are sent by God to teach us all this thing. And Jesus told him, Nicodemus, no one can see the kingdom of God unless we come born again. Now we are coming. I want you very carefully to listen here. Who have the Holy Spirit? Who can be God's children? Now listen here. He said, unless you become born again, before you can do what? You can go to heaven. And Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? I am old. How can I go and enter my mother's womb to be born again? Then Jesus said, unless you are born of water and what? Spirit. When you say born again, you know, when a child is even born, a child don't know how to insult anybody. A child don't know how to steal. A child don't know how to do fornication. A child don't know how to worship idols. A child don't know how to do, I mean, go and join Illuminati or Freemason or Lord. A child don't know how to curse. A child don't know how to do any bad stuff. That's what God trying to mean. He said, you have to be like a child. Every child don't know how to sin. You see, so when you become like a child, if you see somebody, if you insult somebody, you just live it. Because why? You are a child of God. You are born again. Every born again don't have to insult anybody. Every born again shouldn't have to be homosexual, lesbianism, or gay. No. If you are a gay, you are not a Christian. If you are a lesbian, you are not a Christian. If you are a liar, you are not a Christian. You are not God's children. Because why? You are not born again. You have to be like a child. You have to be born again before you can be what? God's children. You see, when you read Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, the disciples asked Jesus Christ, so who is the higher in the kingdom? And Jesus said, and now a certain boy was standing there. Jesus called a guy, the small boy, in front of the disciples, and he said, unless you become like a child like this boy, if not, nobody can see the kingdom of God. Why? Because the child don't know how to sin. So if you become a Christian, don't sin. Because when you sin, Holy Spirit cannot be with you. That's why, when you sin, you have to go on your knees and apologize to God. God, please forgive me. Like the way David did. David regret and go on his knees and apologize to God, and God forgive him. The same thing happened to you. You see, when you become born again, be like a child, like the way Jesus was telling Nicodemus, and Jesus was telling the apostles in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. You have to be like a child. A child cannot be what? Cannot steal. A child cannot be adultery. A child cannot be, you know, homosexual. A child cannot be steal. A child cannot do anything wrong. Because why? He don't know that. The same thing happened to Christian. You have to know what God don't like and what don't God don't like. Model yourself. Calm down. You see? You have to calm down and let the Holy Spirit be in you, so that, you know, he can use you. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, that means you are not God's children. Because Romans chapter 8, verse 14, let us know that those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And let's see. If you have the Holy Spirit, let's see something here. You see, Acts chapter 5. If you read from like 29 to 31, I like the 31 or 32, just read, 29 to 32, you will find out that the apostles, Peter and Paul, Peter and James, you know, they were talking to the Pharisees and the leaders. And the leaders were telling them, they should even mention Jesus' name. And they said, no, we are not going to sit down like that. We have to listen to you, or we have to listen to God. We are going to listen to God. We are not going to listen to human authority. Then Paul was saying something there. He said, we were witnesses with the Holy Spirit who was given to us. He said, we were witnesses with the Holy Spirit who was given to those who obeyed God. Listen very carefully. You can read it. It was given to those, the Holy Spirit was given to those who were obeying God. So if you don't obey God, that means you don't have the Holy Spirit. If God tells you do this and you don't do it, that's you don't obey. So the Holy Spirit, God will never give you the Holy Spirit. You can read there, Acts chapter 5, verse 29 to 32. I think 29 to 32, you can find it over there. You know, He was given to those who obeyed God. They were witnesses with the Holy Spirit to those who obey God. So you have to obey God before you can get the Holy Spirit. So if you don't obey God, that means you can't get the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, that means you are not born again. That means you are not God's children. So that means when you die, you are going to hell. You are going to eternal hell. Some pastors out there know all these things. But they don't want to tell you because why? When they tell you, you will quit the church. You go to the church, you will find a different church who will tell stories. You see? And the pastor will not get often or tight any money. So they don't want to tell you the truth. But listen to me, all pastors out there, all pastors in the whole world, America, Australia, Asia, European, Africa, everywhere in the world, listen to me. If you're a pastor, be very careful. When Jesus Christ was here, what happened? He was having many disciples. He was having like 5 disciples. And what happened? He spoke the truth. When he spoke the truth, what happened? All of them left. And he left only what? 72 people. Out of the 72, God selected only what? 12. Jesus didn't come for what? Quality, quantity. He didn't come for quantity, but he came for quality. So pastors out there who have churches and all kinds of stuff, please stop it. Tell the truth to your people. If they want to go, let them go. Yes, because when we are looking for the quality people, not the quantity. You like money too much. Tell the truth. Let them know. Because this time is not easy. This time is the last hour. Jesus Christ is coming soon. So my brother, my sister, be very careful and worship God from your heart. Because why? Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. He said, no, without holiness, no one can see God. You see? So if you sin, you are not holy. And if you're not holy, you can see God. So why can't you stop your sin? The pastor is the one I want to hear. The pastor, be very careful. Tell your people about your sin. Because why? When Jesus came, Jesus was preaching about salvation and repentance. That's what he turned. Jesus said, turn away from your sin. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from your sin. The same thing happened to Paul. Turn away from your sin. Peter, James, all the apostles were preaching about salvation and repentance. So why? Why this time all the pastors don't tell the truth? Why they don't tell the truth? Hear my people. Please repent. Pastors out there, repent. Let your people know the truth. My brothers, my sisters, now listen to what God is telling people. I don't need nothing from you. What I need was what? I love you. I love you. I want you to know Jesus Christ. So when Jesus come, he will take you to heaven. I don't need nothing from you. I don't need nothing from you. I want. Oh my God. My God, Santa, I don't know why. Happened to the pastor, apostle, the prophet, and their teachers. Oh my God. Why? When are you going to change? Please, you have to tell the truth. My heart is burning me. Oh my God. You see, when you read 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 down, you will hear something there. God said, anybody who sin, who continues sin, is not from him. But anybody who continues sin is from the devil. Because the devil is the one who started sinning from the beginning. You see? So please, if you are sinning, anytime you sin and you remember, if you remember, please go on your knees and praise God and say, Lord, please forgive me. You can even do fasting. You can do fasting and tell God, please, I'm doing fasting. Forgive me. You stop all your sin and God is going to bless you. My brother, my sister, if I see me shouting like this, brother, if you see me shouting like this, not because of anything, because why? When I God know me and I know God, because why? He talked to me and I hear his voice and I love him. That is why I am shouting. My brother, my sister, you have to repent. Stop your sin. Stop your sin so that God can help you. Isaiah chapter 59, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. God said, my hand is not short to help you, or I'm not down to hear you. But because of your iniquity, because of your sin, it has separated you from me. My brother, when you sin, God will run away from you. When you sin, God will run away from you. That is why I love you. I want you to stop your sin so that God can bless you. Oh, my brother. You see, please do what is right. Please do what is right. I think I will end up here, and I will come next time to share another message again. God bless you all and give everybody long life. So please, what I need from you is what? Please repent. Don't listen to what, just anytime you listen to your pastor, just go through the Bible and make sure that what is written is right. Like it's written in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Go and do your research. And my brother, my sister, be very careful. Do your best and read the Bible. You eat 3 times a day, right? So you eat in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Breakfast, supper, lunch and dinner or supper, right? So do you read the Bible too? If you can read the Bible, like breakfast, lunch and supper, you are going to be blessed. You are going to be blessed, my brother. You are going to be blessed. Read the Bible. When you read the Bible, no one can deceive you. No one can deceive you. You have the power, because what? Oh my God. The Bible is what? The Bible is Jesus Christ. When you read the Bible, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will remind everything. The Holy Spirit will remind everything. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you. Because why? The Bible is power. It's power, 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 power. Please, I'm done. I love you, boy. I love you all. Please, try your best. Subscribe under this YouTube. Subscribe. Because I know that from now going, I'm going to give a big message. I'm going to give a big message, but it's not my own. It's not my own. But it's God who called me. Who called me. I know that he's going to speak to me every day. And I'll give a message all the time for the whole world to know about the truth. Because why? Jesus said, Jesus Christ is coming soon. He is coming soon. Because why? I know. Like he told me in my dream last year, July 13th. He said, hey, tell your people that I am coming soon. Tell them I am coming soon. That's why he told me in my dream. My brother, if you become righteous, you can see God. God will visit you. You will see him. If I tell you how many times I see God in my dream, you will not believe. You see? I don't go far. God bless you all. God bless you all. Subscribe and you will know that all the message will come to you. Bye-bye.